Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Jaden Smith has been selected as the first ever creative director of Christian Louboutin, where he will help create designer goods for the luxury fashion brand. But online, many have claimed that Jaden's appointment is an act of sheer nepotism. So is nepotism rife in our society and is it cause for concern? Well, we have Dee Reddy, podcaster and pop culture journalist, in studio with me. And also joining us is Brendan Kelly, professor of psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin. You're both very welcome. Dee, let me come to you first. Nepotism, and it's caused great conversation out in the newsroom today. Tell us the Jaden Smith one first.
So the Jaden Smith one, I think, is kind of, it's almost the perfect parable for why people get annoyed about Nepo babies. The People magazine article that covered it, and I'm not going to say this is a direct quote from the press release, but there is a bang of that off it. It says, the partnership comes amid Jaden and Louboutin's six-year friendship, which stemmed from a chance encounter in Paris during which they discussed their shared artistic vision. And that, for me, sums up the issue with it, because God, wouldn't we all love to be having chance encounters with famous designers in Paris where we get to share our creative vision? And he is only 27. He has had a varied career and varied success in his career. I'm not denigrating the things that he has done well. Mm-hmm. But being a creative director of a massive fashion house, for many who work in the fashion industry, it is a bit of a kick in the face, because that is a job that is usually given to somebody much more experienced in their career, or with any experience in their career, somebody who has literally cut their teeth cutting cloth and mm-hmm. has learned how the industry works, who knows how to make an item of clothing or leather goods, you know? And so I think he kind of encapsulates the issue that people have with it. But it's something rife. It's natural to want to work in an area that you maybe grew up knowing. So I think that is the other side of it, and I suppose that's where the nuance comes in.
And it's going to happen when you come from such a famous family and you've all these famous connections, and as you say, you rightly end up in, or you know, you just naturally end up in these fancy hoity-toity places,
sure.
having cocktails at a bar, and suddenly you hit it off with someone. The problem is most of us will never get the opportunity for that actual opportunity to happen.
Yeah, and Vulture did, it's a magazine that covers entertainment in the US, and they did this amazing piece back at the end of 2022 where it was almost like it was a massive map of Nepo babies across the entertainment industry. So the kind of people that you might go onto their Wikipedia page and their parents are both in blue, or one of them is in blue, and you never realised actually that, because maybe they don't share their parents' name, or maybe they're in a different area of the entertainment industry. So it's a lot more wide reaching, I think, than people think. And I do think part of the issue that people have with it is the opportunities for just less well-to-do or less privileged younger people nowadays are a lot less than they would have been 20, 30 years ago. Access to education, even with the cost of living crisis, being able to sustain yourself. What the idea of a struggling artist is, that in itself is almost a pipe dream nowadays. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why people have started to talk about it more and more, because it's a conversation that keeps coming up. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver's son, when he was in White Lotus, with another Nepo baby as well. His brother was played by the son of Emily Mortimer. But he kind of came out swinging on this discourse back in March, where he said, you know, they're not seeing that I have 10 years of acting classes, put on school plays every week, worked on my characters. Yeah, grand, but you could afford to put in that graft and put in those hours because you weren't worrying about a roof over your head.
Yeah, you didn't have to get a real job in
exactly.
the process, possibly.
And then I suppose Jack Quaid, Meg Ryan and Dennis Quaid's son, I thought he has the best take on it, because he said, people have called me an Nepo baby and I'm inclined to agree. I'm an immensely privileged person. And there are many, many examples of people who have sort of owned it and who are maybe confident enough in their own talents that they're unafraid to say yes, you know, because I think we've always accepted that a big part of fame and success is luck as well as talent. So yes, these people might have talent, but now in the game of luck, the cards are really stacked in their direction.
Absolutely, yeah. And timing. Let me bring Brendan in here. Brendan, are we just jealous?
No, we're not just jealous, Anna. There's a bunch of other things going on. And one of the things that really pushes our buttons are perceived unfairness, which people perceive in this circumstance, and also our inability to do anything about it. Because no matter what I might do, no matter how hard I might work, I will not enjoy the advantage, say, that someone who is benefiting from nepotism enjoys. So these are the two problems: perceived unfairness and our utter inability to do something about this, because this is something that we cannot fix through hard work or meritocracy. So it really pushes our buttons psychologically when we see this, and this violation of what is called the effort norm. In other words, a violation of this idea that if you work hard enough, you can achieve anything, whereas some people simply waltz into certain positions because they're lucky enough to be at a certain cocktail party in Paris.
They do still need to earn their stripes in most cases, don't they?
They do, of
course.
Like,
if you look at, I'm thinking of Eve Hewson, Bono, yeah, and Ali Hewson's daughter. And you know, we saw her name appearing in the likes of Bad Sisters and things like that. And before Bad Sisters aired, I didn't have much exposure to her as an actor. Yeah. But actually watching that series, I thought she was an incredible actor.
She's fantastic.
She's fantastic, isn't she?
And even Miley Cyrus as well, who has totally eclipsed her father's fame to the point where she's actually referred to him as a Nepo dad.
That's very true, actually. Yeah. She is more famous than her father. Someone says, okay, lots of texts in here. Why are Nepo babies picking up so much hate? It can be explained by a combination of visibility and jealousy. There are lots of mentions of jealousy here. No one ever suggests or claims that the local carpenter or electrician or plumber is producing a Nepo baby, yet they actually advertise it on their vehicles. For example, electrician and son, etc. Yet a politician or an actor, fashionista, sports person will be accused of being a Nepo baby. Look at Brooklyn Beckham, someone says. Nicolas Cage is the nephew of Francis Ford Coppola, and purposely changed his name to prove that he could become successful in his own merit and not because of
the
relationship. Did you know that?
Yeah,
I
did. In his first, one of his first film appearances was in Fast Times at Richmond High, and he is actually credited as Nick or Nicholas Coppola. And he got so much flack actually for that was when he decided to take on the stage name. But the Coppolas are massive kind of Hollywood family. Jason Schwartzman is a nephew as well.
So lots going on there.
Lots going on.
Brendan, it's not just jealousy. What else is it? It's a perceived kind of unfairness, I think, that upsets people, is it? Because it is loaded. When we hear Nepo baby, it's kind of loaded with negativity, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. It seems to signal entitlement. It signals that perhaps these people don't have the talent that other people have. But we do tend to look at the nepotism in isolation and not the other forms of privilege that perhaps we also enjoy, like happening to be born in a rich country, happening to be born into a certain family that might be very, very stable. So there are all kinds of privilege or good luck, if you like, people have in their lives. But once the nepotism one is in the mix, it seems to dominate almost everything else because of jealousy, because of envy. These are things we do feel, as well as social comparison and also the threat to meritocracy. It undermines the belief that simple effort and talent will drive achievement from the word go. And that is really why it makes us, some people, so furious.
So furious, exactly. Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College, thank you for joining us. And Dee Reddy, podcaster and journalist, thank you very much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.